From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the nice and old news. The United States government and the American people continue to support the Indonesian people in the fight against COVID-19. The U.S. recently sent 1.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine to Indonesia as part of sustainable vaccine donation through the partnerships with the government of Indonesia's COVAX and UNICEF. An official statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta is quoted by RRI.co.id on Saturday stated that a safe and effective dose of vaccine will save lives and help protect Indonesians from COVID-19. The Presidential Staff Office KSP reminded people to stay alert despite the current COVID-19 situation being under control, as the threat of the third wave was still lurking, especially during the year and holidays. KSP Senior Advisor Abraham Wirotomo on Saturday encouraged attendees at the Presidential Staff Office Listen event in Salatiga Central Java to push for cooperation between the government and the community to prevent the third wave. Indonesia has been re-elected as a Category C member of the International Maritime Organization IMO Council for the 2022-2023 term. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said in a statement on Saturday that the Category C has 20 member states representing special interests in sea transportation or navigation and representing all of the world's main geographical regions. The re-election of Indonesia as an IMO Council member has offered a chance to the country to take part in the formulating IMO policies, which have a significant influence on the maritime sector. Let's move it on to the international news. Australia said on Sunday it will shorten the wait time for people to receive COVID-19 booster vaccine following a rise in cases of the Omicron variant. Australia had previously said it would offer a COVID-19 booster to everyone over 18 and who had their second dose of the vaccine 6 months prior. Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt said the time interval will be shortened to 5 months after the second dose. Australia will use both vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna in its booster program. Dozens of devastating tornadoes roared through 5 U.S. states overnight, leaving more than 80 people dead on Saturday, in what President Joe Biden said was one of the largest storms outbreaks in history. More than 70 people are believed to have been killed in Kentucky alone, many of them workers at the candle factory, while at least 6 died in an Amazon warehouse in Illinois, where they were on the night shift processing orders ahead of Christmas. Tens of thousands of people rallied in Vienna on Saturday in protest against restrictions introduced to halt the spread of coronavirus in Austria, including mandatory COVID-19 vaccine and home confinement orders for the unvaccinated. Faced with surging daily infection, Austria last month became the first country in Western Europe to reimpose a lockdown and said it would make vaccination mandatory from February. Taiwan confirmed on Saturday its first cases of the Omicron variant of coronavirus found in 3 people who had arrived from abroad. The island's Central Epidemic Command Center said the infections were found in travelers arriving from Britain, the Southern African nations of Eswatini, and the United States. Listener, that was the news. The Indonesian badminton national team has issued a decision to withdraw from the 2021 World Championship tournament, which is included to take place in Huelva, Spain, from December 12 to 19. According to the Daily Chair of the All Indonesian Badminton Association, Alex Tirta, the decision was taken directly by General Chair Agung Firman Sampurna, citing the security and safety of the national team amid the spread of the new variant of the COVID-19 Omicron virus. This big decision was taken after going through discussion and input from the management and coaches. They considered the spread of the Omicron variant to be erratic, which was the main reason behind the withdrawal. This input is also inseparable from the government's warning on the current condition of the spread of the Omicron virus variant, so the health and safety of athletes must be a priority. With the decision to withdraw the 2021 Indonesia Badminton Festival IBF in Bali from November 16 to 5th, December became the last tournament the national team participated in this year. They will now immediately prepare to welcome the tournament in 2022. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali supports the decision of the Central Board of the Indonesian Badminton Association to withdraw from the 2021 BWF World Championship in Huelva, Spain. All begin today in history with December 12, 1950, when the first transmigration in Indonesia occurred. Transmigration Service Day is celebrated on December 12 every year. On December 12, 1950, Indonesian transmigration program was started with the dispatching of 25 families from the densely populated Java Island to Lampung and Lubuk Linggau in Sumatra. At that time, the total number was 98 people. Therefore, every December 12 is then commemorated as Transmigration Service Day. The term transmigration was introduced by the first president and vice president of Indonesia, namely Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. Transmigration is not only a matter of moving people, but also more complexly related to efforts to equalize various aspects of development, such as education, health, mental, spiritual, religious, sports, arts, and others. Moving on to December 12, 1922, when the tsunami on the island of Flores occurred. An earthquake measuring 7.8 on the Richter scale off the coast of Flores, Indonesia, occurred on December 12, 1992. This earthquake caused a 36-meter-high tsunami that destroyed houses on the Flores coast, killing at least 2,100 people, causing 500 people missing, 447 people injured, and 5,000 people displaced. I'll end today in history with December 12, 1963, when Kenya's independence occurred. On December 12, 1963, Kenya declared its independence from Britain. The East African nation was liberated from its colonial oppressors. A decade earlier, in 1952, an uprising known as the Mau Mau Rebellion had rocked the British colony. Not only did the British spend around £55 million to suppress the insurgency, they also massacred civilians, forced several hundred thousand Kenyans into concentration camps, and suspended civil liberties in several cities.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión
usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Madhab Chandra Sagur in Bangladesh. He asked our broadcast to improve our transmission power or change our frequency for better reception. Hello sir, thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast. Your suggestion will be delivered to our technical division. Thank you. Special for you and also other VOI listeners in Bangladesh, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy.
Kau tak pernah berubah, kau masih saja dengan beratnya kau tak suka apa kata ayah. Jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar.
Bye.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The grand finale of the Esports President's Cup 2021, which will be held on December 17 to 19 at the Western Resort Nusa Dua Bali, is expected to be a stimulus and have a positive impact on the tourism industry on the famous tourist island. Deputy for Tourism Products and Activities of the Ministry of Tourism and Economy Creative, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, Wednesday in a virtual press conference said that sports tourism and sports event are concepts that the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy continues to push to reboost the tourism industry, which has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. Rizky gave an example of a number of recent sport events, these including the Indonesian Badminton Festival IBF and the World Superbike WSBK in Mandalika, have proven to be able to reopen the tourism tab. In addition, various sports events initiated by various parties have been able to move the wheels of economy activity in the area. These sports events are held in accordance with the current lifestyle, which is also concerned with health, and later can encourage people to travel too. Meanwhile, the head of the Performance Improvement Section of the Bali Youth and Sports Education Office, Chokorda Raka Satria, said the tourism industry in Bali felt a fairly severe negative impact due to the pandemic, especially since the majority of the economy in Bali is supported by the tourism sector and events related to sports and culture. Therefore, his office is very supportive and ready to collaborate in organizing the 2021 Esports Presidential Cup Grand Final in Bali. He is grateful that in these 2 months, along with the improvement in the level of community activities restrictions enforcement, there have been many sporting activities, including the Esports President's Cup. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Organizing Committee for the 2021 Esports Presidential Cup, Matthew Erlangga, explained that the concept of holding the event specifically brings various elements in sport tourism to be able to have a positive impact on tourism, especially in Bali. He said through the artistic theme, Land of Wonders, this tournament will show various interesting visuals that come from the natural beauty and culture of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from John Jurasek in Florida, United States of America. He told that our broadcast reception was poor, both through frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Hello, Mr. John Jurasek. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry for your inconvenience in listening to our broadcast. We suggest to listen to our broadcast through our website, voinews.id. We are waiting for suggestion and criticism on our broadcast. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And here is a beautiful song for you.
Harapan rembulan menahi semalam. Sungguh ku tak pernah begini. Beri hamba namani meski rindu kian mencari. Dan biarkan rembulan menangis semalam. Rembulan yang kau rasakan, rembulan yang takkan terungkapkan segala harapan. Rembulan menangis semalam. Rembulan yang kau rasakan, rembulan yang takkan terungkapkan segala harapan.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bantul Regency in Yogyakarta has many beautiful beaches. One of them is Cemara Sewu Beach, which is the destination for many tourists. It is called Cemara Sewu, which means Thousand Pine Trees Beach, because on this beach there are thousands of shrimp pine trees planted with the aim of resisting seawater abrasion. Cemara Sewu Beach, which is located on Jalan Pantai Parangkusumo Bantul, Yogyakarta Special Region, is indeed suitable for tourists who are looking for a quiet and cool place. This is because of the many pine trees that make Cemara Sewu Beach shady and different from other beaches. Once you arrive at the Cemara Sewu Beach area, you will see a simple gate to welcome visitors. After going through a long corridor, you will be treated to a grove of pine trees that grow very, very tall in this coastal area. When setting foot in the Cemara Sewu Beach area, usually the first word that visitors would say is "so quiet." For twilight lovers, this quiet is what many are looking for, because this beach will be a spot to enjoy the most pleasant sunset. Inside the Cemara Sewu Beach area, you will see a simple bamboo bridge and a wide stretch of black sand covered with lush sun grass, which is a typical of the southern coast of Java. What makes many visitors feel at home on the Cemara Sewu Beach is precisely because this beach is quiet. The many pine trees along the road to the beach make this location seem to have a romantic cave passage. This place is often used as a place to take pre-wedding pictures. However, the south coast of Java Island is known for having many dangerous throughs, including Cemara Sewu Beach. Therefore, you are strictly forbidden to swim. After you are tired of exploring Cemara Sewu Beach, you don't have to be afraid of hunger or thirst, because you can buy food and drinks at the stalls around Cemara Sewu Beach.
Now I would like to say congratulations to our listeners who have become the winner and received special souvenirs. Hopefully you always keep listening and sending your reception report of our broadcast. For our regular residents throughout the world, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy!
Terasa indah hariku melihat senyumanmu, kau di sisiku.
Setiap kali ku lihatmu, kau meyakinkan hatiku untuk bersamamu selalu.
Semua cerita antara kita ku simpan di hati. Ku berharap berakhir bahagia, ku akan menanti.
Dan ini mimpiku menjalani hidup ini. Takkan ku kecewakanmu, kan ku jaga segalanya. Dan kaulah jiwaku, dengarkanlah suara hati. Takkan ku memaksakanmu, karena semua ini hanya mimpi.
Kau memiliki sesuatu yang bisa memikatku. Engkaulah cintaku.
Terbayang dalam anganku, ku ingin memilikimu, karena kaulah jiwaku.
Semua cerita antara kita ku simpan di hati. Ku berharap berakhir bahagia, akan menanti.
Dan ini mimpiku menjalani hidup ini. Takkan ku kecewakanmu, kan ku jaga segalanya. Dan kaulah jiwaku, dengarkanlah suara hati. Takkan ku memaksakanmu, karena semua ini hanya kecewakanmu, kan ku jaga segalanya. Dan kaulah jiwaku, dengarkanlah suara hati. Takkan ku memaksakanmu, karena semua ini hanya mimpi.
Semua ini hanya mimpiku
menjalani hanya mimpi. Takkan ku kecewakanmu, kan ku jaga segalanya.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The Indonesian Rock Climbing Federation at the 2021 National Working Meeting in Jakarta on Friday stated that it was ready to make the 2022 World Rock Climbing Competition, which will be held in Bali, successful. General Chairperson of the Rock Climbing Federation, Yeni Wahid, said they are committed to advancing Indonesian rock climbing and introducing the sport to the public. She also considered the 2022 World Rock Climbing Competition in Bali as a momentum for the nation's awakening from the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. This opportunity will also be used as a momentum for achievement. According to her, so far, Indonesian rock climbing athletes have won many competitions on the international stage, especially in the speed branch. For this reason, the Indonesian Rock Climbing Federation will carry out a number of programs to get more achievements in other branches. In addition, it will also focus on coaching, standardization, and certification. Indonesia still needs to improve its rock climbing facilities that meet international standards. Meanwhile, the chairman of the National Working Meeting Committee, Dadang, who is also the central committee this year, said that considering rock climbing is one of the government's priority sports, the Indonesian Rock Climbing Federation will focus on fixing the existing shortcoming. He said only some regions in Indonesia have facilities that meet international standards. In addition, to further introduce rock climbing to the public, the federation will cooperate with a number of parties to build small climbing facilities in vital places that become community gathering points to introduce and bring people closer to rock climbing.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
Waktuku muda, tak semua mudah. Bila ku tua, ku harap aku bertuah. Punya wanita yang baik di rumah, yang bisa bersatu kala kita berdua. Bukan pelukis tapi hari ku warnai. Tak perlu barcode walau ingin dihargai. Memang hartaku tiada berlebih, tapi ibu bilang usaha tanpa letih. Walau hidupmu tak seindah mereka, jangan masinis macam supir kereta. Cari harta jangan lupa kebaikan. Bagaikan cek kewajiban harus ditunaikan. Ku coba buatmu bangga dengan ambil langkah yang langka. Hidup bagai ular tangga, naik dan turun, lari dan merangkak.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah. Ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti, ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah. Inginkan dana yang berlimpah, macam ibu kota Peru mobil ada 5. Cari wanita mirip Adriana Lima. Ini hutan konkret, siapa jadi raja rimba. Setiap orang di sini perlu makan. Masalah lebih kompleks dari perumahan. Ingin sukses, semua putar otak. Tak perlu pakai heels, tapi semua berhak, berhak. Uang bagai gas, sama-sama ditabung. Macam sinetron, hidup harus bersambung. Gaji tak dikantung, makanan tak masuk ke usus sebab harga melambung. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres. Hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres. Hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah. Ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti, ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah.
Pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di Bakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with the song Pepatah by Rizky Febian. Rizky Febian, a solo singer who is the son of a famous Indonesian comedian, Sule. He released a song titled Pepatah on November 26, 2021. In the song, Rizky writes the lyrics by himself and creates the composition of the song. The song tells that true love can happen at the most unexpected times. That is, falling in love can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone, and under any circumstances. Listener, here is Rizky Febian with the song Pepatah. Happy listening!
Sekian lama ku sendiri, hampa hati pun terasa ingin hati memiliki. Ku ingat kata pepatah, cinta sejati kan datang di waktu yang tidak tepat. Lalu kau datang padaku, lemparkan senyum manismu, buat hatiku terpikat. Pesonanya ku dibuatmu selalu. Oh, kan ku buktikan semuanya padamu. Dengarkan isi hati. Aku tak minta apa-apa, ku ingin kau selalu menemani. Sejati kan datang di waktu yang tidak tepat. Oh, lalu kau datang padaku, lemparkan senyum manismu, buat hatiku terpikat. Oh, terpesonanya ku dibuatmu selalu.
COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
menghancurkan semua harapan kita. Kita tak menginginkan ini semua terjadi dan berdampak besar kepada kita. Sesungguhnya kemenangan beriringan dengan kesabaran. Marilah kita semua saling peduli demi negeri kita. Percayalah, kita akan buktikan. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia. Harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud karena kita bisa. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia. Harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud. Percayalah.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.